You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special and distinguished guest joining me. His name is Dr. E. Ronald Finger, and he's the owner-operator of Finger & Associates Plastic Surgery Center out of Savannah, Georgia. And he was also part of the Air Force, so he served our country during the Vietnam War, started his practice in the 1970s. And we're going to talk to him all about what he's been up to and, of course, what kind of services he's now providing. So without any further ado, let's welcome him to the show. Dr. Finger, welcome.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, Dr. Finger, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about your backstory, sort of how you got involved in plastic surgery, and then we'll dive a little bit into your practice and find out what kind of services you provide.
Well, I was in the Air Force. I went into the Air Force as a general surgeon after my general surgery residency. That was 1969. Served for 1 year, and then a plastic surgery program opened up at Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio. I applied, got accepted, did my residency, and owed them 1 year. So I served that at Travis Air Force Base in Northern California. From there, I moved to Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia, that's where your current story started, right? That's where you opened a private practice in plastic surgery there?
That is correct. I started in 1973 and opened the first outpatient surgery center in Georgia and probably the Southeast, excluding Miami and a few places like that.
Now,
I've worked ever since and I'm still full-time in plastic surgery.
That was a nice little brief description, kind of bringing us from your roots in the military up to kind of currently. So currently, what sort of services do you offer the folks of Savannah, Georgia, and what sort of things are you helping them fix for themselves?
Well, what I do now is strictly aesthetic or cosmetic surgery.
Right.
And that involves both surgery and non-surgical treatments for restoration and so forth.
So
and every once in a while, I do skin cancers, but mostly I do cosmetic surgery now.
Now, with the cosmetic surgeries, I would imagine we're talking things like liposuction, breast augmentations.
You bet. And you can divide it from the neck up and from the neck down.
Dr. Finger, what do you see, I guess, more prevalent in your current practice? What do you deal with the most? What are your patients kind of asking you to help them with?
Well, non-surgical is probably the most common because you can just walk in the office and get it done.
Right.
And that would be fillers such as Restylane and Juvederm and Botox and things like that. And that's, you know, takes 5-10 minutes and they walk out and, you know, it's done with little to no recovery. And the most common surgical thing from the neck up is the neck.
Right.
People hate their necks and their jowls. And so, yeah. And so we have non-surgical and surgical ways of correcting that. I will say the most involved procedure I do from the neck up, it would be a face and neck lift. Now, another thing, I do a lot of eyelid lifts. Very briefly, I'll tell you, I went to a party a couple of years ago and saw people I hadn't seen in years. And I noticed, gosh, they look older. Now, what is it exactly that makes them look older? And it was their lower eyelids for the most part. That was the one thing that stood out in most of them.
Wow.
And we lose a lot of volume. It sinks in. And so that's something that can be done in the office in a few minutes, just with fillers. That's the most common thing.
So now have you found, because you kind of, in a sense, have an interesting perspective on plastic surgery just because of the sheer amount of time that you've been involved in it. In your time entering this industry, have you sort of noticed the industry moving towards the non-surgical limited recovery type of? Yeah, exactly. Have you noticed the industry moving into that direction?
Well, I have, but one reason is there was nothing before.
Right.
Was non-surgical.
Yeah.
And we realized one thing that we didn't realize originally. Before you want a facelift, then you tighten the skin with a few sutures in the muscles. Now it's much more involved and much, much more effective. And the problem with aging is not just sagging skin. We lose a lot of volume. Our faces lose volume. the fat gets beat up in your face by you smiling and frowning and laughing and so forth, and it just right. devolumizes. So, and that makes you sag. If you think of it like a beach ball that loses a little bit of air,
right?
It sags. But you put the air back in, guess what? You got a beach ball again.
Right.
It's that kind of perspective. And there was nothing. So, yes, to answer your question, much more non-surgical treatments. But there's still room for the surgery for people that just have got a lot of sun damage and so forth.
Now again, when we're talking about things like liposuction and breast augmentations, those are surgical procedures, right?
Well, from the neck down, you're exactly right. The most common thing that I do, other than maybe eyelid lifts done under local anesthesia, mm-hmm. is a breast augmentation or a breast augmentation with an uplift. And for the abdomen, I would say the most common thing is a liposuction or a tummy tuck or something in between, you know, like a mini tummy tuck
right.
with liposuction. So those are absolutely the most common. I mean, I do a, quote, tummy tuck. I do one a week, so I'll probably do 40 or 50 a year.
Right. Now, Dr. Finger, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in just about a minute, but where can people sort of find you out and a little bit more information about you online? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fingerandassociates.com. And the website is, Facebook is the same, fingerandassociates.com.
And again, folks, it's spelled just like the 10 of them that you have on your hand. So finger, F-I-N-G-E-R, and associates.com. And you can find it all about Dr. E. Ronald Finger and his incredible life story. Doctor, thank you so much for coming on and sharing a little bit of your professional experience and worldly experience with us. And we really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.